Listen to part of a lecture in a political science class.
Everyone read the article I gave you about mandatory voting? Okay, good. Well, in recent general elections in both the U.S. and the U.K., voter turnout has been quite low, and so there have been editorials in newspapers and commentators on TV talking about forcing people to come out and vote, about making them vote if they want to or not. Now, I know, as it says in the journal article that I gave you, that Australia and a number of other countries have this mandatory voting system, and I'm sure that in these places that they have a really good turnout. I mean, it's the law. You gotta vote. But personally, I think it's better to have a smaller number of people who vote really well, who vote smart, than to have a really big turnout. If there's no compulsion to vote, no law that says you have to vote, then the people who do vote really want to vote, and they're the ones who are well informed about the candidates, about the issues, and so on. To me, there's a huge difference between voting and paying taxes. If, say, 40% of citizens don't pay taxes, what happens? The government runs out of funds. It stops functioning. What happens if 40% of the people don't vote? Think about it. Nothing. Nothing happens. Officials are still elected, and the government goes along just fine. Now, it may be true that if you don't vote, you're not giving your active consent to your choice of government, but you are exercising a freedom, your freedom not to vote. In fact, some people use not voting as a way to make a statement. You may be saying, for example, that you don't agree with any of the candidates, or that you feel the political process has nothing to offer you. In a democracy, you have lots of rights. You have the right to, say, open your own business if you want. That doesn't mean that you should have to open your own business. It should be the same way with voting. Because you have the right to do something shouldn't mean that you have the obligation, the duty to do it.